Well, let's get into some things tonight that the Lord put on my heart for the service. And if you brought your Bible, you can go to. Let me just kind of talk a little bit before we go there. You know, we're kind of in the season. I'm sort of in the season. I've been doing this for longer than now, but you know, preparing for Vision Sunday. And just seeking God about his plan. He said some things to me earlier back in December. He said to me concerning 2026, he said everything. Well, he started out and saying, look to me in my spirit, the witness of the spirit concerning everything you make decisions on this year. And he said, don't do anything on autopilot. And so I've been spending more time about some of the things we're going to be saying on Vision Sunday. I'm not just assuming, well, we did that this last year, or we did it for the last 20 years. You know, we're not going to assume anything. And so we're spending more time looking to the Holy Ghost. Not that we don't always do that, but you understand. We're just making sure that it's still the plan of God. And he mentioned that to me. And so, and whenever I'm praying, talking to the Lord about things, I keep my spiritual antenna up. And one of the things that I have become aware of, and I shared this on Wednesday. Well, I shared it as the last night on Tuesday night's prayer in Kansas City. Just last night we had Tuesday night prayer. And I'm going to tell you, it's getting so good down here, you might want to boogie down there Tuesday night and come back up. That's a good group of people. They're hungry. So we're excited. Praise God. Many of them are watching. And so we have good times of prayer. And I had some utterance, and this has happened twice in that prayer meeting down there, utterance to say things that just were phenomenal. You say, you're tooting your own horn? No, I had to go write it down afterwards. Amen. You know what I'm talking about. Just the Holy Ghost helping us. And the same thing had happened last night. And I didn't assume when we came, you know, before we came service night, I didn't assume the Lord wanted us to go this direction, but I kept being drawn back to it. So we're going to go over it tonight. Because it needs to go out, really, to be honest with you, it was prophetic. It was said under some inspiration of the Spirit. And I kept saying, why did the Lord give this to me for the prayer group? It's not being, you know, live streamed or anything. I didn't know he was going to leave me to do it again tonight. it's just some things I believe this is going to be, it'll bring unity to us. Because, you know, that's what Vision Sunday is. And this isn't Vision Sunday, but I'm just kind of leading up to Vision Sunday with this. And some things we're going to pray about. But we need to be in unity because, you know, that's one of the things that a church needs to grow in, because it's not just enough for churches to grow in numbers, but you want to grow in spiritual things. Spiritual things meaning, you know, revelation and faith together, and but also things like unity. Yes. Unity is very, very important to grow in. Yes. Yes, amen. So, but we're going to look at because God's plan is for any church really to reach more and more and more people. Amen. Hallelujah. And this has been on my heart lately. So I'm just going to talk a little bit about it. And because we need to be in unity about increase. Amen. God's plan is not that we circle our wagons and form a bless me club. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. We preach prosperity. We believe in blessing and so forth, and getting all our needs met and so forth. But there's a world to reach. Absolutely. This city's got people that need what we're preaching, you know. And the voice needs to go further. And more people need to hear this. And so, you know, we need to pray about some things. What do we do? What's your plan? How do we step into reaching more people? Hallelujah. And so we're going to look at this a little bit tonight. And if you know, like a pastor said to me, no, I don't think he said it to me, but I heard him say it. And then I think he might have repeated it to me. And he said, somebody asked him, do you count people? He said, yes. You know, because people say, well, you know, it shouldn't be just all about numbers. Well, it's not all about numbers. But they asked him, do you count people? He said, yes, because people count.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
I like that. I like the way, because what he's saying is it's really about people. Ministry is about people.
Yes.
And so people are valuable, and you're a people, so you're valuable. And so, but there's more people that are loved by God than just us.
Amen.
Amen. And there are people that he's pursuing. He's pursuing the whole world, you understand. He's endeavoring to get the whole world into the things that he has for them. But I've been aware in my prayer life recently that we've got to get this message out to more people.
Amen.
I've been telling the Lord, Lord, you didn't spend all this time preparing me and putting all these things in me to preach to, you know, hundreds.
That's right.
You know what I'm talking about? Now, I'm not despising that. I'm not complaining or anything like that. I'm just simply saying, no, there's more in us than that. You know. So, and you know, Pastor Debbie. So, I've been praying about increase. And he took the time to talk to me about this. And I want to share it with you. So, we'll see that increase is the will of God. Now, look here in Acts. Well, I'm going to go kind of fast. I'm going to give you a lot of scriptures. I don't know if you're going to have time to look at them all, but if you want to write them down, of course, this will be recorded. You can go back to it and get this. But Acts 6, verse number 7, if I go too fast, just try to write the scripture references and catch it later. But Acts 6, verse number 7, it said, and the word of God increased. Yes. Say increased.
Increase.
Now, here's something you need to know about God. God is into increase.
Yes.
Into increase.
Amen.
Big time. So much so that he calls himself the God of increase.
Amen.
You know that in the book of, what is that? 1 Corinthians, I believe. He calls himself the God of increase.
Amen.
Now, that's just not talking about finances. He's talking about increasing you in revelation.
Yes.
Everything that he is continuously increasing.
Yes.
Revelation goes from one degree of revelation to another degree of revelation. Bible talks about God reveals himself from faith to faith. In other words, revelation is by degrees, and it's supposed to keep on growing.
Amen.
You and I are supposed to know him better than we ever have.
Yes.
As we grow.
Amen.
So, but I'm talking about revelation. I'm talking about fellowship with God. That ought to get sweeter and sweeter.
Yes.
Somebody said, see, Jesus gets sweeter and sweeter every day. He doesn't change. It's you. It's you that's knowing him better. Amen. No, he's always been good. But you can get to know him better and better.
Amen.
And love him more and more. But so all these things, revelation, the power of God moving in your life, so forth. But when it comes to increase, he's the God of increase. Now, he wants to increase us in everything.
Yes.
In divine wisdom. And not making as many mistakes, you know. He wants us to increase in our marriages,
yes.
Increase financially,
yes.
Increase in every area.
Yes.
He's called the God of increase.
Amen.
But he wants us to increase in our calling and have more impact in this earth.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So when it comes to increase, notice here it says something about this. It says, Acts 6, 7, the word of God increased. And the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of priests were obedient to the faith. Say it out loud. He put the spiritual things first. Notice the word of God increased. That reminds me of Acts 19, verse number 20. It says, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. That was in a nutshell how he described what was happening. It was prevailing over wrong thinking. It was prevailing over unbelief. It was prevailing over the religious traditions of that day. It was prevailing over fear. It was prevailing over bondages. It was prevailing over sickness. Paul went and preached in one place, and there was a man that crippled in Lystra, and man crippled, and the same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding he had faith to be healed, said, stand upright. The word prevailed over sickness and disease in his life. The word will prevail over anything of the devil. So that's what that's saying there in Acts 6, 7 and Acts 20, 19, 20. He said, Acts 6, 7, the word of God increased and, say I, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly. Well, is that the will of God?
Yes.
Both of them are the will of God. Both of them are the will of God. And so we have those verses. And then you got 2 Thessalonians 3, 1. Finally, brethren, pray for us. So here's prayer. We're in a prayer meeting tonight. Pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified even as it is with you. You know, there needs to be the word. Nobody's life gets changed. Nobody gets saved. Nobody receives anything from God without the word.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, sir.
But you notice, it says there that it needs more than the word.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yes.
It's a little like sowing a seed out in the farm or in a garden.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good, but you got to have water. Got to have rain, right? And what? How do you get the rain? Ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain. That's how you, it's about prayer. Prayer. And that's what he said here when he said in 2 Thessalonians chapter number 3 verse 1. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course. See, the word needs to be, that's being preached, needs to be backed up with a powerful prayer life.
Yes.
That gets it punched through.
Yes.
It gives it, it allows it to have free course. It gets things out of the way that keeps people from receiving it.
Yes.
Have free course and be glorified. Hallelujah. The way it's glorified is by signs and wonders.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
I said, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Now, Pastor Nancy said this year, if some of you may be listening to this, God said the word God gave her this year was to take more ground.
Yes.
How about we take more ground in the number of people we're reaching?
Yes.
Amen. I want to look at this together with you. Now, it says here, let's look at some scriptures that the Lord gave me that I've been standing on. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
For increase,
yes,
in ministry.
Yes.
I'm talking about increase in numbers,
yes,
as well as other things.
Yes.
Their spiritual things are first,
yes,
right? But because sometimes today people are so focused on numbers,
yes,
that they are compromising. And they're going after numbers, but to do it, they're sacrificing spiritual depth.
Right. Right.
And we're not interested in doing that.
Right.
But neither are we just wanting to have spiritual depth without reaching numbers.
Right.
See, God's plan is both of them. Can you see that in Acts 6:7? God's plan is both of those. Amen. We have not talked much about this, but the Lord's been stirring me about it. Now, let's look at some verses the Lord's been given to me about numbers. Can you have ears to hear tonight? Because this needs to be on our heart that more and more people. Well, why is it all about the number of people? Well, yes, because God's into more people. If you're in the ministry and you're not interested in reaching more people, you need to get out of the ministry. Now, we understand there's more wrong motives. Where you can have the wrong motives.
Yeah.
You just want to have a big crowd because, you know, then you're famous or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, so we understand there's two sides to that. But let's look at some of these verses that do talk about numbers. We're going to balance this out before we get too far. But I just want you to see this. And I want you to capture this and join your faith with us on this. Now, do you believe Jesus' earthly ministry was the will of God?
Yes.
You can't get any more perfect. Jesus said, that when it comes to the will of God, he said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And Jesus was God's sample son. He's an example. He's all of our example. And he's example in every one of the fivefold ministry offices. And so what we see him walking in is the will of God for all of us. Now look at this, Mark chapter 1:28. Not, maybe not the fivefold ministry offices part. You understand the way I say that. But increase is what I'm talking about. Mark 1 verse number 28. Now notice it says, immediately his fame spread abroad throughout all that region round about Galilee. God's will for Spirit of Faith Family Church is that everybody hears about it.
Yes.
And it gets the recognition of what God's doing here gets out.
Yes.
His fame spread through all that region.
Yes.
Now, the word fame today is used in a carnal sense. We're not talking about carnal stuff.
Right.
That's just cheap. It's not satisfying. It's not fulfilling. We're not talking about our fame anyway. We're talking about the fame of Jesus.
Right.
Amen. So his fame spread throughout all that region, abroad through all the region round about Galilee. Hallelujah. The word got out. The report got out. What was happening? Praise God. So that's the will of God. Mark 1:45. It says about some things that happened, miracles and so forth. Mark 1:45. They came to him from every quarter. That's God's will. That they come to this congregation from every quarter. From the southeast quarter, the northwest quarter, the northeast quarter, and the Hiawatha quarter, and the Marion quarter, and the Center Point Quarter and the Iowa City Quarter.
Right. Yes.
The Lord said to me, whenever we came here from Washington to Waterloo, from Marshalltown to the Mississippi. I had to look that up on the map. I did a map, and that's about, what is it, a 50 or 60 mile radius. You just draw a circle, put a pin in Cedar Rapids, draw a circle around it, about 50 or 60 mile radius. Hallelujah. We got people coming from all over. Now we got some coming 3 hours away. Praise the Lord. So they came to him from every quarter. Every quarter, that would be geological quarter, however you say that, geographic quarter. Or it would be the Baptist quarter, the Catholic quarter, or the Methodist quarter, or the Episcopalian quarter. And the center quarter, and the bar quarter, and the business quarter, and every quarter. The biker quarter, the motorcycle gang quarter, and every quarter. Hallelujah. I know it. I'm going to preach myself happy. I can just feel it already. Acts 6:1. In those days, when the number of the disciples was multiplied, boom. That's God's will. The number of the disciples was multiplied. There arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews because the widows were neglected in the daily ministration. The devil always wants to try to get in and mess up the increase of the things of God. The multiplication, the reaching of more people. He tried here with strife. A strife is not a personality conflict. It's a strategy of the enemy to shut down multiplication, shut down ministry, shut down the flow of God's power. That's why we jump on it around here like a duck on a June bug. That reminds me of a video I saw the other day. That a guy rolled away a hay bale, and he got his cat in there, and a cat got a mouse, and then another mouse ran out around the hay bale, and there was a group of ducks over there, and the duck started chasing it, and duck grabbed it and swallowed it. I'm like, ah! I thought, that's the way we do with strife at Spirit of Faith Family Church. Somebody's going to grab it and get rid of it. Amen. Acts 6:1, the number of the disciples was multiplied. Yes. Multiplied. Whew, this is God's will for us. Yes. Acts 6:7, the word of God increased. We read it, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly. And the great company of priests. So you see there in verse, we read Acts 6:1, we read Mark 1:28, 1:45. And those are talking about the multiplication of the numbers of people. But Acts 6:7 talks about two kinds of increase. It talks about spiritual increase and numerical increase. And notice which one it puts first. Dr. Dufresne said, I know how to grow a church, but it would, you know, just get a lot of big numbers. But he said it'd be a church full of fugitives. You can do a lot of stuff, gimmicks and give away cars and, you know, have fancy lights and everything. I'm not against all that. I mean, I am against some of that, but what I meant is, there's nothing wrong with it, because I want to redo some things. I want to do this whole auditorium. I want a new building is what I want. The Lord said he has a home for this congregation. Can I tell you a little secret? Don't tell anybody that comes to Vision Sunday, all right? Don't tell anybody. So you won't tell anybody that comes to Vision Sunday, will you? I just called a realtor 2 days ago, and I said, it's time to start looking for another building. Can you help us?
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Don't tell anybody. Shh. You know what I'm doing? You know what I'm doing? I'm just launching. I'm just taking some steps. The Lord said to focus on 4089. And that's what you're doing with me. But we're getting ready, because that's sold to us. Sold to us. Praise the Lord. Increase. Amen. There's two different kinds of increase. You can have numerical increase and not grow spiritually. And to be honest, it opened the door to the devil. Because then you notice that up here, the strife tried to get in. All right. So there's two different kinds of increase. The spiritual increase was first. Now, don't get them out of order or you'll sacrifice something. If you put numbers first, then you'll sacrifice, and you just lust for that. and you're willing to sacrifice spiritual things to get it. Because I told you, I don't know if you remember, I've told you a number of times, I know how to grow a church. I could get this to 1,000 people within, you know, run a couple of services, so forth. I know how to do it within short time. But I wouldn't be able to sleep at night. That'd be my own problem. I'm not willing to do that. All right. Now, Acts 9:31. It says, then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, and were edified, and walking in the fear of the Lord. So this is talking about spiritual edification, and they were growing in the fear of the Lord. And in the comfort of the Holy Ghost were multiplied. Say, they were multiplied. Listen to the Amplified. They continued to increase and were multiplied. Phillips, they continued to grow in numbers. Passion, the congregation grew, congregations, plural, grew larger and larger, with the believers being empowered and encouraged by the Holy Ghost. Message says, all over the country, Judea, Samaria, Galilee, the church grew. They were permeated with a deep sense of reverence for God. The Holy Spirit was with them, strengthening them. They prospered wonderfully. Hallelujah. So that's the will of God. I've been taking these verses to the Lord. That's the will of God. Now, I'm not blaming him. I'm saying, Lord, what do we need to do here? This is your will. Okay, Acts 16:5, and that's what we're going to be praying about tonight. That's why I'm going a little fast. I need to pray. Acts 16:5, so were the churches established in the faith and increased in number daily. That's the will of God. If you're going to stand in faith for something, find scriptures for it. Right? The increase in number daily. Now, I'm going to go to the Old Testament. Increases God's will in the Old or the New Testament, but let's just look at 1 Samuel 10:26-27. If you don't want to turn to it, just listen, because I'm going to go a little fast. But 1 Samuel 10:26-27, Saul went home from to Gibeah. This is King Saul. And there went with him a band of men whose heart God had touched. But the children of Belial said, how shall this man save us? And they despised him and brought him no presents, but he held his peace. In other words, he didn't fuss with them. Children of Belial is people that are just stirred up by the devil. But you've always got, if you're called and anointed to do anything, somebody's not going to like it. Just because they're too full of the devil. So, but here he talks about both sides. And the first side, he said, there went with him a band of men whose heart God had touched. I like that. I stand on that verse. I'm not interested in this congregation growing where there's no divine connection and where people don't have it in their hearts. They need to have this ministry in their hearts. If their heart's not here, they need to find some place where their heart is. You understand? We love everybody, but we don't want to just grow in numbers and people, they only come because we're giving away cars or something like that. Amen. Just because they're here doesn't mean they're fruit. Numbers doesn't equal fruit. You can draw them whatever you want to do, any gimmick or any dog and pony show you want to put on. And you can draw a crowd, but whatever you get them with, you got to keep them with. It has to be a heart thing. You know, if you get them with carnal things, then you got to keep doing carnal things to keep them. But if you're getting them with because they're hungry for the word that's being preached or the move of God and the presence of God and the change that they're seeing in their life, then that's what you do to keep them. Amen. Amen. Anybody's life changed in here? That's called fruit. Changed lives is fruit. Of course, it begins with the new birth. But continually a life that's changed, that's called fruit. And he didn't call us to go and go into all the world and produce a lot of activity. He said, go and bear fruit.
That's right. That's right.
Go bear fruit. So numbers doesn't equal fruit.
No.
So you got to keep that correct in your thinking, because, you know, this is a, you see here in 1 Samuel, this is a heart thing. Say it out loud, heart thing. Okay, 1 Chronicles 12:22. My goodness. 1 Chronicles 12:22. At that time, day by day, there came to David to help him until it was a great host like the host of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, in King Saul's day, we're going to read another one here, but in King Saul's day, God had called Saul and anointed him and gave him the place to lead his people in that day with what God was doing that day among his people. And so God's raising up someone with a call and an anointing and so forth and so on. And the anointing is a people gatherer.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
It is a people gatherer. And they gather to that anointing. They gather to that assignment. They recognize the Lord doing something through that man.
Yes.
Right?
Yes,
sir. That's good. So the same is true today.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
If God called somebody and anointed them and gave them an assignment, yes, because he has something he's wanting to do in the body of Christ, that's a people gatherer.
Yes.
Right? Right?
Yes.
And so you see that here when David was raised up in 1 Chronicles 12:22, there came to David to help him until it was a great host. Notice that's continual increase.
Yes.
Yeah. So I've been taking these verses to the Lord. Say, Lord, it's your will that we continue.
Yes.
Excuse me, that we continually increase.
Yes.
Hallelujah! Until it became a great host.
Yes.
Look at 1 Chronicles 12. That was verse 22. But back up to verse 16 and 17. There came of the children of Benjamin and Judah to the hold unto David, and David went out to meet them. Now this was, let me kind of give you the context. This was after David had been anointed. Remember, Samuel came and anointed him with that oil and anointed him to be king. But it's before he became king because Saul's chasing him, trying to kill him. Remember that? Now, between that time, this is described here in 1 Chronicles 12, and it says they came to him from Benjamin and Judah to the hold. That's where he was hiding. And David went out to meet them and answered and said unto them, if you become peaceably unto me to help me, mine heart shall be knit unto you. But if you come to betray me, because see, you know, Saul's sending spies, and he's wanting to make sure they're not spies. They're going to stab him in the back or something. But if you become... if you come to betray me to mine enemies, seeing there is no wrong in mine hand, the God of our fathers look upon it and rebuke it. Then the Spirit came upon Amasai, however you say that, who was chief of the captains, and he said, thine are we, David, and on thy side, thou son of Jesse, peace be unto thee, peace be unto thee, and peace be to thine helpers, for thy God helpeth thee. Then David received them and made them captains of the host, of the band. Now, I want you to see, these are people who, by the Spirit, and whenever they said it, you could recognize God talking through them. By the Spirit, they say, we're with you.
Yes.
Isn't that right?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
I know, see, sheep know their shepherd's voice. But here's something the Lord said to me one time. I was reading that, and he said, and it's also true, shepherds know their sheep's voice.
Right.
Don't you? You know whenever it rings hollow.
Yeah, that's right.
But you know when it's said out of the heart.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Here's David being raised up. God's doing something mightily in their land. And David's the spearhead of it. And that's a people gatherer.
Hallelujah.
So, but that being said, there's a danger here of just focusing on numbers. You understand? And so we got to talk about it so that we're in unity.
Amen.
That's one of the reasons I'm sharing this. One of the reasons he wanted me to share it in Kansas City. So that we could be in unity and think right about increase.
Amen.
Amen. So just the gathering of people doesn't equal success.
Amen.
That's right.
You realize that.
Amen.
You can gather people with a rock concert.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can gather people with a lot of different things. Amen.
Yeah.
And you can, even in the realm of the church things, you can gather people a lot of different ways.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
You can gather people with different methods.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to be a little blunt about it.
Come on.
You want to know why we don't keep giving away bikes at the...
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, at the, you know, daycare, holiday, what we used to do? It's because it never put one person in the church. Not one person in the church. Somebody said, well, some people got saved. Yeah, we thank God for that.
Yeah.
But you know, when I grew up on the farm, Just because a crop came to maturity in the field doesn't mean that it did anything, because until it's in the barn, it's really not harvest. Amen. They weren't coming for the gospel. They were coming for the bikes. Now you say, well, God led me to do it. Okay, you do what God told you to do. But I'm going to do what God told me to do.
Yes, sir. That's good.
If God told you to do it, you better do it.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Come on
up. Yeah, you better do it.
Yes, sir.
Praise God. And if he told you to do it, it'll bear fruit. I'm not just interested in bearing fruit, though. You ever notice the Bible says there's five, there's five kinds of fruit. Yeah. You read John 15, 1 through 16, I believe. Mm-hmm. John 15, 1 through 16, I believe. He said, if you read through there, there's five different kinds of fruit.
Yeah.
There's no fruit.
Yeah.
There's fruit.
Yeah.
There's more fruit.
Yeah.
There's much fruit.
Yeah.
And then there's fruit that remains.
Yeah.
That's what I'm after.
Yeah.
Fruit that remains.
Yeah.
If it doesn't get in the pew and get their mind renewed and become fruitful in the kingdom of God.
Right.
Well, thank God they're going to heaven. Amen. Okay. So you can do a lot of natural programs and maybe even grow in numbers. But most of the time, the deeper places of God will be sacrificed in those if those numbers are pursued in the flesh. Sometimes something will be lost in the spirit realm. And in the move of the Spirit, when you just go after numbers.
Yeah.
See, you got to compromise some things in the Spirit sometimes. Whatever causes you to lose the presence of God in the move of the Spirit is too big a price to pay. That's where I stand on it. It's too big a price to pay. Amen?
Amen.
Some people aren't interested in any depth. They just want fire insurance.
Yeah.
Don't want to go to hell. Don't want to go to hell. Dr. Evie Hill. You need to Google him when you go home, man. I'm telling you. Yeah, I love Dr. Evie Hill. He's in heaven now, but amen. Hallelujah. All right. Colossians 2:19. We got to keep rolling. Colossians 2:19. He said, not holding the head, that's Jesus. We need to hold on to Jesus. From which all the body by joints and bands, having nourishment ministered and knit together, increases with the increase of God.
Yeah.
Say that out loud. See, that last statement, it always stands out to me. Increases with the increase of God. So notice God is into increase.
Yes.
It's his will. Increase is his will.
Amen.
Staying at the same place year after year is not his will.
Yeah. That's right.
So if we're not experiencing his will, we need to find out, okay, what do we do?
Come on.
Pastor, that's blunt. Yep, sure is.
Amen.
Sure is.
Amen.
But that last phrase stands out to me. Why would you have to different notice? Increase with the increase of. Why would you have to specify that he's talking about the increase of God? Why would you have to differentiate that there's such a thing as an increase of God if there's not another kind of increase that's not of God? Right?
Yes, sir.
That tells me there's more than one kind of increase. There's the increase of God, and then there's the increase of the flesh of man. I told you, I know how to become the biggest church in town. If you want to call it a church. Right?
Yes, sir.
You can't say certain things.
Right.
You can't teach certain things.
Yeah.
Right? You can't say homosexuality is a sin.
Come on now.
Amen. You can't, because you know, I'm thinking of a man. He one of the biggest churches in the world until it wasn't. And it fell apart. Amazing destruction. It was amazing. But one of the biggest churches in the world came to a minister that, I don't know the minister, but some friends of mine are hooked up with him. And he said, tell me what I need to do. He said, my church is filling up with homosexuals. And he said, what do I need to do? He said, this minister said, well, just preach the word. You don't have to condemn, just preach the word. He said, well, what do you mean preach the word? Well, just talk about what's right and what's wrong. Give them an opportunity to repent. He said, I can't do that. They're the biggest givers in the church. Oh, there you go. It's about money. See, a lot of numbers. A lot of numbers. One of the biggest churches. But then that thing corrupted and the minister was arrested. The pastor was arrested. Well, is that fruit?
No.
Got awfully quiet at this Pentecostal church. So we're talking about some things we don't talk about all the time. So there's the increase of God, and then there's the increase of man.
All right now.
Amen. So there's an increase that comes by the Spirit, but then there's an increase that is just through man's flesh or, you know, leadership principles. Yeah. I'm not against leadership principles. No. They're biblical principles. Yes. But if you, anyway, I can't get on to every little rabbit trail, but I got to get to something here. But, and you can do it through manipulation. You can do it through psychology. You can do it through just saying what people want to hear. Just tickle their ears. Uh-huh. Cut the sermon way down.
Come on.
Don't go past 20 minutes.
Oh my. Come on. Come on now.
You know.
Come on, Pastor.
Yeah. Come in your swimsuits. Hey, if somebody comes in here in their swimsuit and they're hungry for God, we'll get them to Jesus, you know. They're welcome to come, but, you know, there'll be a change if they just sit and grow. Amen. Hallelujah. The only kind of increase I'm interested in and the one we're praying about is the increase of God.
Yes.
Say it out loud, the increase of God. The increase of the flesh will become like a ball and chain. You know what a ball and chain is? I mean, now you got to drag that thing. I mean, it'll wear you out because you're running around like a chicken with the head cut off, doing things that God didn't tell you to do because the people want that. You know that God doesn't direct the pastor through the people? Well, we want this or we want that. I hate to break it to you so bluntly, but the church is not a democracy.
That's right.
Nowhere in the Bible do you see that.
Yes, sir.
Nowhere in the Bible do you see voting on anything.
No, sir.
Come on, Pastor.
Say it. Amen. Amen. Woo, praise the Lord. Came out strong tonight.
It's good, Pastor.
Praise the Lord. So, an example of this today, you can hear this and you say, well, this kind of sounds like we're being sentenced to not have a big church. No, we already went over that.
No.
Right? This is not a sentence to having limited numbers. It's just not compromising into what we do to get those numbers. An example of it today, the best example that everyone here can see, I've seen other ministries because I've been around, you know, for longer than some of you, but today is Pastor Nancy. The growth in the reach of that ministry has... Yeah, I don't even know if it's more than 100-fold. It's probably 1,000. I don't even know if it's limited to that. She's in 2.2 billion homes right now.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Reaching that kind of numbers, yet no compromise.
No.
See, if you want to know where you're going, look at the one you're following.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord told me, I don't know if I could share. I don't have time to share all this. Keeps coming up. But he said to me, he gave me the story of Ruth and Naomi. And he said, you remember, wherever you go, I'll go. Because Ruth was a Gentile bride and Naomi's boys died, their husbands. And they were Gentiles and she was going back to her homeland. She said, y'all just stay here. I'm going to go home. She said, and one of them turned back. But Ruth said, no, wherever you go, I'll go. Wherever you stay, I'll stay. Your God will be my God and so forth. And the Lord spoke to me from that. And he said, wherever Pastor Nancy goes, you go. If she goes into debt-free flow, you go into the debt-free flow. And he gave me a list of, I don't remember how many, five or seven things that he said, you have the right to, as one that I've called to work with her, flow with her, you have a right to get into whatever she said, whatever she's getting into. So I'm standing on it.
Amen.
That's why I'm believing for this, not just this building, all these buildings, paid off in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. But the increase in the growth of the voice that she has is exponential right now. We're in that flow.
Yes, we are. Amen.
Y'all in faith with me on that? I know David Ellis told the story. I don't know if some of you heard this or not. I think he told it here. Maybe it's just because I get so many places and I might be remembering wrong, but I think he told it here. He said he's the fourth generation minister, David Ellis. His dad was a pastor. His granddad was a pastor. His great-grandpa was a pastor. And when he was young, he'd heard his great-grandpa telling stories, and then, of course, his grandpa and his dad. And they would tell these stories of these miracles and things that God had done that just David Ellis was just amazed at things that they talked about. And so David Ellis said to his dad, he said, I've never seen this. I've never seen this. And David Ellis's dad, he asked his dad about it. What happened? We don't see that in our churches today, the denomination that they came up in. And so what happened? And his dad said, well, I'll tell you what happened. He said the higher in denominational leadership, they started pushing their pastors and ministers because they had, Pentecostal people, we don't think about it today. There's a measure of this today. But Pentecostal people were looked down upon as sort of low life. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Sort of the ignorant ones. The uneducated ones by some of the other segments of the body of Christ. And so the denominational leadership started because they had these mighty miracles. But the denominational churches were often much bigger. And so the denominational leadership of this group that David Ellis' family was a part of, they started pushing their ministers to get degrees, go to the universities, go to the denominational university, get a doctorate, you know, and things like that. And listen, there's nothing wrong with something like that if God told you to do it. But just doing it so you can have the appearance of being ignorant. That's not a good enough reason. Amen. And so they began to do that. And David Ellis's father said, he asked him, what happened? He said his father said, and it started in the 50s. And from the 50s to the mid 70s, ministers got doctorates and became educated. And they learned how to preach different to appeal to a larger crowd. And the churches grew big.
Yeah.
He said, but you ask what happened?
Yeah.
The churches grew big, but we lost the move of the Spirit.
Yeah.
It's not an either or thing. You understand? It's not an either or thing.
Yes, sir.
It wasn't an either or thing in Jesus' ministry. It wasn't an either or thing in Brother Hagin's ministry, T.L. Osborne's ministry, Oral Roberts' ministry, and on and on and on, and Pastor Nancy's ministry, Dr. Dufresne's ministry. We still here?
Yes,
hallelujah. See, the question is, how do you define success?
Yes. Yes.
You need to write that down.
Yes.
That's really what we're talking about tonight. How do you define success? If you define success as numbers, you're going to compromise something in the spirit in order to get the numbers.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
That's absolutely right.
You understand?
Yes.
Success for Pastor Debbie and I? You want to know what success for Pastor Debbie and I is? Tell your neighbor, I want to know. It is defined, and this is more in line with the Word of God. It's defined in terms of faithfulness, obedience to God's will for our lives.
Yes.
Amen.
Praise God.
Jesus didn't say, he's going to say, well done, thou good and pastor of a big church. He's going to say, well done, thou good and faithful. You were good at it. And you were faithful to what I told you to do.
Amen.
Ah, thank you, Jesus. I said, thank you, Jesus. The response of the people is not what I or Pastor Debbie will get rewarded for. What you do or others do with the word is not what I get rewarded for. I get rewarded for being good at what I'm doing, skillful at what I'm doing, and faithful to what he told me to do. That would be a terrible thing if I was going to be rewarded for how others responded. That's not the way God sets up things. Brother Hagin said a man came to him and said after a service one time, I'd hate to be you. He said, why would you hate to be me? He said, because you're responsible for everything you preach. Brother Hagin turned around and said, I'd hate to be you. Why would you hate to be me? Because you're responsible for everything I preach. You're going to stand before the Lord and give an account. Not before me. And I won't stand before, every man will stand before the Lord and give an account of himself.
Amen.
Amen. And by the way, we talked about all the crowds that came to Jesus. You know, by the time he was getting ready to be crucified, they all had boogied. Well, Jesus, you're not going to get any reward because they all left. Nope, that's not the way it works. That's not the way it works. Aren't you glad? Let that set you free. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, my goodness, how do you define success? You got to understand that. You got to ask yourself that question. Now, the world will define success for you. But see, that's not God's definition of success. Amen. Keep your focus on natural things and you'll miss how God's defining you and how God sees you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And really, to be honest with you, Satan doesn't have to, I'm talking about the church now and ministries and so forth. Satan doesn't have to get a pastor or a pastor's family or a church into sin in order to get it off. Or he doesn't have to get them into doctrinal error to get it off. He can just get them focused on natural things, compromising the message, and they're off. I said they're off. Well, praise the Lord. Going deeper is development, just like going growing in numbers is development. But going deeper is not development that carnal people recognize. Amen. They're not impressed by it. And you're going to have to watch their opinions.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
About you.
Yeah.
Amen, Pastor.
Amen.
Otherwise, you get discouraged.
Come on now.
Amen. I don't want a church that's a mile wide and an inch deep.
Come on.
You know what I mean by that?
Yes, sir.
Anybody on the same page with me? I'm not against mile wide churches,
right.
But I am against a mile wide and no depth. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to stay with what God put in our hearts. Remember, Acts 26:19, Paul said, I have not been disobedient to the heavenly vision. You know, what guides a lot of this and what this all started with me was Dr. Dufresne's heavenly vision about carnal churches, flesh churches, and he called them flesh churches, and then spirit churches. Amen? All right. 1 Corinthians 3:16. My goodness, I didn't know I was going to go this long. 1 Corinthians 3:16. Look at the Amplified Classic. Do you not discern and understand that you, the whole church at Corinth, are God's temple? That's the whole truth we've shared here. It's not just individually. Individually, we're the temple of God. We leave here, the Holy Spirit goes with us, right? But he's talking about the whole church at Corinth, too. We are a sanctuary. We are a spiritual house, a corporate house. Not the building. But when we gather together, his presence is here. Now notice, you or the whole church at Corinth are his God's temple, his sanctuary, and that God's Spirit has his permanent dwelling in you, to be at home in you collectively as a church, and also individually. So he's talking about, first of all, the local church setting, And he mentions that the Holy Spirit wants to be at home in us.
Yeah.
Look at that, at home in you. Say, at home in you. I've learned this as a pastor. You've seen it in your own life, maybe in spiritual things, maybe in other things, but you've seen it. Different people get different flows out of you. As a pastor, I've learned that. Different people get different flows out of me. In other words, some people, even church people, I don't find myself talking a whole lot about spiritual things with them. Doesn't make them bad people. They either just don't have the revelation to be able to know what I'm talking about, or they're not hungry, and they're more interested in natural things. I can talk about natural things. You know, doesn't make a person evil. It's just they don't get flows out of me that others get. Some people, I get around them and almost start prophesying almost every time. Just because the Holy Ghost in them pulls on a different flow. And they make me more comfortable in flowing in certain spiritual things than others make me comfortable. And I'm more at home. And when I'm at home, they get a deeper flow. And he said here, we're to make the Holy Spirit at home. You see that? The Holy Spirit wants to feel at home. I don't mean this casually, because he's not a casual, we don't want to be irreverent, but it's like the Holy Spirit should have the liberty to kick up his feet, so to speak. Not that he's casual. I don't mean, maybe that's not even the way to describe it, but he should feel comfortable to move amongst us. Amen. And I'll just tell you, he's not as comfortable in some places as he is in other places, just like you and I aren't as comfortable in some places as we are in other places. Isn't that right? So we need to make him feel welcome. What he wants to do in a service shouldn't be like an afterthought. You know, after we get done everything we want to do, and then we say we planned this out 3 months ago, you know, and that's what some of these flesh churches do. They got everything planned out. I mean, down to the minute. Some people's services are planned out down to the minute. Cut off praise and worship after this number of minutes. Doesn't matter if God's moving. Amen. Well, you think the Holy Spirit feels at home there? No, he's an afterthought. He's not directing that service, guiding that service. Amen. He wants to feel at home. And if he doesn't feel at home, eventually he'll go out the back door. That doesn't mean he doesn't live in the people anymore. But as far as their services, they're not a temple of the Holy Ghost anymore. Well, praise the Lord. There's a lot we're going to skip so we can get some time in prayer here. So be careful how you define success. Now, that's real quick. Let's talk about prayer, and then we'll wrap this up. Jude 1:20. Ye beloved, building up yourselves in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourself in the love of God. Notice that, building up yourselves on what? Your most holy faith. Say, most holy faith. When you're praying in tongues, where's that come from? It comes from your spirit, by the Holy Spirit. He's giving you the utterance, but he's giving you, the Holy Spirit lives in your spirit, and he's giving your spirit the utterance. You're not talking out of your head, you're talking out of the Holy Spirit by the utterance of the Holy Spirit, by the unction of the Holy Spirit. So when he says your most holy faith, when you're praying in tongues, because he said praying in the Holy Ghost, that's praying in tongues mostly, but where's that coming from? It's coming from your spirit, all right? Then that's the most holy place. See, in the Old Testament, there was a tabernacle and then a temple. God showed Moses how to build it and David, but then Solomon built it, the temple. But God said, I want you to do it this way. And he said, there's an outer tent. There was an outer court. It was called the outer court. Then there was the holy place. And then inside of that was the Holy of Holies. And that's where the Holy Spirit dwelt. Today, you're the temple of the Holy Ghost. You have an outer court. It's called your body. You have an inner court, it's called your soul, but then you have the Holy of Holies, it's called your spirit. See, God knew what he was talking about. He's getting ready. He's using an illustration to say, this is how it's going to be whenever I move into man. So you see that? So praying in tongues is the holiest way to pray. Right? Now, I didn't switch subjects. I'm almost done. Praise the Lord. It's the holiest way to pray. It's praying out of the Holy of Holies.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And he said, when you're praying out, you're praying in tongues, you're praying, you're building up yourself in your most holy faith.
Right.
What is your most holy? That means there's less holy faith.
All right.
There's such a thing as faith that's not as holy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Listen to me very carefully. Now, you remember whenever he said in Romans 8, when you pray in tongues, I'm trying to get to, we got to finish this. When you pray in tongues, you're praying out of your spirit, but he says you're praying the will of God.
Yes.
Remember that? Romans 8:27.
Yes.
Especially talks about praying the will of God. So when you're praying in tongues, the Holy Spirit is not helping you pray out of your mind.
Right.
He's helping you pray out of your spirit,
yes,
which is where the Holy Spirit is. And the Holy Spirit's not going to help you pray your plan.
Right.
He's going to help you pray his plan.
Yes. Yeah.
Right?
Yes, sir.
In other words, whenever you pray out of your spirit, then the thought to believe God for something originated by coming up out of your spirit, not out of your flesh or your mind. Does that make sense? You can come up with an idea of something to do in the ministry or your personal life and just say, I'm going to believe God for this.
Uh-huh.
And it might be less than the perfect.
Uh-huh.
Remember, Romans talks about this, the good, the acceptable, the perfect will of God.
Yes.
Notice 3, 1, 2, 3.
Yes.
And we've got 1, 2, 3, body, soul, and spirit. I know spirit, soul, and body, but we're going from the outside.
Uh-huh.
So the most holy faith comes out of your spirit.
Yes.
It's something that you that the Holy Ghost initiated as you prayed in tongues.
Yeah.
It wasn't your plan.
Yeah, right.
It wasn't something you concocted in your mind.
Right.
Does that make any sense?
Yes.
So the most holy faith projects are the ones that originated with him. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Meaning the original thought to believe God for that came up out of your spirit, not out of your flesh or your mind.
Yeah.
Glory to God. I said glory to God.
Glory.
Those are the things that are born of God.
Yeah. Yes.
And whatever's born of God overcomes the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. The devil can throw anything he wants to throw at it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Spirit of Faith Family Church was born of God.
Yeah.
In the heart of Pastor Tim Horton, and God sent us here.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And the devil's throwing all kinds of stuff at it. He threw a derecho at it. He threw a COVID at it.
And
we haven't told you half stuff that's tried to happen. He tried to burn down the family center a while back. He tried to electrocute you and was it Brother Ken? Who was it? Brother Rob? Tried to electrocute these guys. The power that flowed through the wires that they hit was so powerful. What was that? Half a mile away over here, they could hear half a block. Sorry, I'm not trying to exaggerate, but but it was so loud. Boom! Fire flew up over there, and they walked away. Praise the Lord! All kinds of stuff. I'm not even telling you 10% of it, but some things I never will tell. Not any immorality on the church staff or anything. I'm not talking about that. Amen. But no, I'm just kidding. But he hasn't been able to destroy it. Because this isn't our plan. Lord knows it wasn't my plan. Hallelujah. It was born of God. Born of God. Some churches were shut down in COVID and never have opened yet. I haven't heard an FOF church yet that I've talked to that went through COVID. Not a single FOF church that 2020, up until that point, 2020 was not their best year ever. And they just keep on thriving and flourishing. Hallelujah. Because we're not built on man's plan. Whatever, 1 John 5:4, whatever's born of God overcomes the world. Hallelujah. So notice he didn't say whoever's born of God. We know we're born of God. We know individually we're born of God, and we're a who, not a what. And, you know, we overcome the world. But whatever is born of God. In other words, the things you're launching out to do. If it's born of God, it's got God in it. And whenever Satan comes against it, he's coming against God.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's right.
And pity the fool. But we have to, we can't just be guessing and go and say, let's do this.
Right.
See, we've had to pull some things back here lately.
Yeah.
Because it was getting real mental. Some staff getting real mental. Pull it back, pull it back, pull it back. Amen.
Amen.
Because it's not born of God.
Right.
It's just research. Well, hallelujah. You got quiet. Stand up with me. What is born of God has the victory, the power in it to give it the victory.
Yes. Amen. That's right.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
You know the worst thing about doing things that are not God is you wear yourself out and then you get no reward for it. Second worst thing about it is all the time you put into it, all the energy, all the effort, all the strength, all the finances, and everything you put into it is stealing from what God actually needs you to put that time and that energy and that strength and into. That's what's going to get you in trouble. It's not doing that. It's that you're not doing what God wants you to do. And you know what the difference between something that's good and something that's God? You know what the difference is? Oh. Did you hear people get it? Good has two O's. God has one O. Oh. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. So that's what the Lord said to me this year. He said, check the leading of the Spirit concerning everything you're planning to do this year. I mean, we do that all the time. We endeavor to live that way. I don't know of anything right now in the ministry that we can't point back to a time the Lord said do that. But he's just saying this year, just don't do anything on autopilot.
Yeah.
So that tells me there's going to be some things he's going to readjust.
Yes.
Which is fine with me. Because,
yeah.
Hey, if it's not what his plan is anymore, because how many of you know it might have been a plan for a while. Like we did, what's it called? The food program. What did we call that?
Angel food.
We did that for a while. God spoke to us about it. And then I'm just telling you, the unction just left. Okay. Well, that's over. Amen. So we got to make sure that we're not just continuing something because, well, back in 1932, when God spoke, no, maybe that was what God wanted in 1932, but what about 1926 or 2026? Excuse me, 2000. That's only off 100 years. Praise God. Let's just pray a little bit. Father, we quiet the mind. You have plans for us. You have plans for us. You have plans to increase us. A reminder group of books they had to bring back the agro among them, slash back the kishke, a mana katoye, Adamen Ambrogutsti, and Umbrogutski, Pateato Propataye, born of God, that which is of the Holy Spirit, Maskataye, Mengroguki, Benzgatoye, Bongre Kishka, Askete Brogede, Mengrogutski, Patsiakai, Brongede Shiketai. Rumrongenai, Katokista Prasa Kitekidi, Ambra Masketie, Mazgata Kidi Kadama, Sukere Bransgeti, Hermongoschetie, Bransgeti Kedi, Bransga Kataye, Bransgeti Kie, Bronga de Gai Gidi, Borskete Kedaba, Bronga de Gidepa, Seker de Bronze Getikadia, Ronsgeta Braiskete Probodakai. Bronga Nakare Bransgetia Sofrebeski. Zokat Sengato Groshkishka Tata Tata Tambrazakati Yeke Tambrazaka Yeke. Bransgete Kite. O Manakai de Bronsgeta Rembrets. Brongesh. Bronsgetishke. Brangesh Kita Orabai. Zondagi de Bransgetike. Zones get a carbros, brands get oturre, basketite, brands getite, bronze getikide, brands getakidu yasko, zems gotora pasketikeye, a brands a kataye, bronze getakite, bronze katakade manzangro, mengra geshke, brands getjike, brands getokerabas, brands getikie, eskato prebesh de kietai. Bronze get the kiddie, bronze get tata, Adam and Zangre, Bondra Guchte, Kita Paske, yes, 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 Baska, bronze get, Brengdash, bronze gay, Dingrosh, bronze gay, Dushke, Dingbrush, bronze gay, Brengdosh, bronze gate, Brogadan, they, bronze get the kiddie, bronze get tatataye, bronze get the katuri, Ara, bronze gato, Rhein Brangata, bronze get the ishketia, Bronze get a care, brands get here, so to rubber shaking. Aramans get a take it, but Arembra get here, so Arembrans get a kiddie, a brassa to cut a brabber this. Adam Raman and Gistis, Aramanda get took it, a brabber sakata kiete, Aramanda get took it. Ans gotura pepper a dance gish, Esukatura, Bremen a ganzi, Estagura tembranza get take bra basketashi. Dokre maskete prabeshikite, benzgaturre, mazabanzagite, bronzgete kide abrosa, brokete kede brahmanagiche, bransgete esse, ransgo rote, prasda sike, tograngansge, bransgat, brokshke, brangdokshketaye, brangadogede shike, and no, 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 mansgetike, dembrogojagite, kite gande, brozagite. Brands get took it in, then the bruiser get the brass, get the brass, kaya, tie it. Dambro get the good, a cambra deck dishki. Brands get took a rebra dem dishki, brabada cana branda brana bangaliski, get the abrabake. Igadamanamanagadias of Broga to Gutschke, the Badabadagi the Ishka, Bodagalamanaim and the Gulugadis, Karabalamanamadigi, Gishgo to Prabasakaye, Bransgotura, Bansgate, Bransgatura, Bansagate, Prozagate, Adamano de Gide, Pranza Gutapote, Dorian the Dines, a good Teshkatu, the Pras the Sechki, Zengro, Zengro, Stekadi, Bransagatuye, yeah, yeah, Yakona, Seda, Zordi, Bransga, Bronzgi, Juk. Ketini zonde galaskeske bronzo gatike bronzo gatike ro la bransa dembro gute kede belana mane bronze gici kide kede ba yes father that came out last night ordered steps mansgat benglo shikadai brangadas de so denglo gadine akatai denglo gote suke de bransa kai ola gamanze bransa gatuye brans gatuketie dure kana Sedegeramas, Sedegerema Sakatikeria, Sedegeremana Managi di Esaka, Dembrogate Broga de Brese Broga Gigicicata, Dembrogate Borse, Dembrogote Girias, Bronga de Sakite Kia, Donde Gita Carabas, Bro de Gista Sisi, Dembrosh, Brangish, Branga, 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 Branga de Shigeda, signs and wonders. Maska, flows of compassion, lines got to prebish the kete, divine rescues, mangede brogede shikete, bransgateye, flows of power, flows of power, mazagatekie, brogeshkate karamaska, brogede karamasakete, brokete kede masake, brogede gede prasakatekie, brogede gede manakaye, great compassion, great flows of compassion. Maska, we thank you for great flows of compassion. Mansgitikiti, that ministers to broken people, hurt.
hurting people. Masketieke, branga de gushke te kaihe, bronga dan de gie, bronga dan zegitske, brangas go, brango, ando, ando regadande, branza kitaye, the harvest, the harvest, the harvest. Hahamasi kete 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 branga de gish kete kete brahma gadze gida bronga na manaka stikete eso gula gandos enzgo tula gengando gula gande zugalengo shakadinge branga nange shikedinge ta o langa nasa gite kete gana mangeshi kete kete banzagara mangeshi kete embrangare bronga dish kete kete embrabade gile kada manza gate kete benda gana masaka o branga nanga shikedinge brahma nanga dike digeshta Anamanga de Gishre, Branga de Gishgate, Brahma Nagashke, Oh, Ramagite, Branga de Gishke, Branzgature, Oh, Maragain de Gidigada, Bada Begadishi, Akatara Brabade, Oh, Ramanga de Gishke, Kate, Prabha de Gichi, Oh, Makatihe, Bronga de Gurje Gite, Kita Kade Gindo, Broga Shekete, Kate, Yes, so I see that, Oh, Mamma Kite, Ambro go to Gura Pasakite, Ambro go to Buddha de Brahma Kasekite, Bonzagite, Kate Pasakite, En brunga namaste eso. Ingrunga no manga de gista kaye. Branga de gista. Anza goture. Brande. Brangish. Brangos. Brenge. Bronge. Bronge. Shekaran. Bronge dei. Bronge de gishe. Bronga nakai. Enam ranga dei. Bronze giteke de abros. Ahaha. Ombro gista kete. Brianza gite brahmanaski. Branda gite gulukat galadieskat. Dunyan, Bozik, Yekan, Brangosh, Brandaskish, Brangosh, Brangesh Dosh, Brangesh Kite, Brangesh Kite, Bronge di Bonga da Gushokotokura Brahma Sakaha, Bronga da Gassisi, Branga da Gura Denglangaresiki, Branga da Gaske, Bronga da Gaye. Bronge de gita gausiki, branze gisteschi, bro la ganza kashikit, bronge deas, bronga deas, bronga deas, bronga deas, bronga deas, bronga deas, bronga dis, bronga disikito. Brongadai, 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 arambrageshi, rain, 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 rain. We ask for rain. Mazgite gila masakaha, mazgite kie, mandegadugadushke, brangadash, brangadesh, denglogoshi, gerabras, brangadesh, brangadashiki, brangadagazi. Adamoshke, Adamanske, revelations that belong to this era. Revelations. We call for the revelations that belong to this era. Menzagataye, Branske, Brongdeshite, Branzgeteye, eyes to see, eyes to see. Masakitekida and the Brogetipet. I pray for the people that they would get it. This city, we pray for this city. Mazagataki, that eyes would be opened. Eyes would be opened. Anzagadiezo Rupa Kasakati, Abroshki, Aramanze, Odengindora, Askata Preski, Dingro Godie, Aramanaye, Gondagitzdeschke, Zura Kaske, Brongedishke, Brangatstokidia. Yes, Father. Yes, we pray for that next generation. This next generation, Father. Oh, Manias, Monongalisiki, Aramanye. There's a harvest. There's a harvest in this next generation. A hunger. There's a divine stirring in the next generation. Branga digishke, Eramageti. Thank you, Father, for the creative ideas of how to reach them. In the name, Yamanagisha Katakite Kidi Brahma Sakayike, Adamanambra Gitti Gidi Gela Brobelesikiata, Adamanambra Gula to Gilma Masite Kite, Brangishikite Prasike, Dembro Goshikite Kite, Asakite, Anno Roga Dembranza Gadiesa Kahata, Zikite Mbronga Nakite Kite, Yekunta Branza Kata. Branga zigiste, kita ganamaske te, prabatske te, ambra zakieta kayan. Brugen engeshte, shikete, ngrogen embramasakite. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Masikite kite. Yes, Father. Baranga da gishe kaye. Dembro go la kaste sikite kite. Egra masikite kite keleba. Maraki esaka. Maraki esaka. Maraki esaka. Zanda brogech to kude brabasakite keche kite kede brabasakichi kite brabasakichi. Suha rabakish te kichi. Zongala geste shike te kara brabasakichi kiche kite brabasakaye. Zingra gastas. Zingra gastas este si prastasiki. Singra gastasiki. Thank you, Jesus. Zingolo gushka taibro soka taimbro boga shtokute kede basuke shtekite parabakate. Thank you, Jesus. Those of you that are younger and then maybe up to like 30 or whatever, what's our next level? What's our 18 to 35, like that range, even a little bit younger? Believe God with me for your generation. This generation is on my heart. God's, and I have to pray in tongues to explain it all because it's just an inside thing. It's not something my head quite, but there's a compassion flowing toward them. They're precious to the heart of the Father. So believe God with me for your generation. Amen. Of course, we're going to all join in on that, right? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Wouldn't bother me if the whole church filled up with young people. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We want everybody. I'm not trying to point, but there's something just flowing out of my heart towards this next generation. So believe God with me. Praise God. And, and I know there's more of us that pray than just Pastor Noel, but... And Pastor Nancy's prayer life can't be discounted in this, but Pastor Noel was, he came alongside the Dufresnes and prayed some things out. I'm not trying to discount the Dufresnes' prayer life or what they're doing, you know, but I'm saying God raised some people up to pray. We're all praying, we're all believing God, but just some people that are specifically assigned to some of that. And Finney had Father Nash, you know. Brother Hagin sort of had himself. He prayed a lot of those things out. Amen. And this ministry needs that. And I'm not saying we don't have it, but we need more. And we need people praying in our rooms. You can pray outside the room and make a supply, but there's a place in the room. It's a place in the Spirit. Hallelujah. I hope I'm not sounding like that. I'm implying that people aren't praying. I know you're praying, but there's some things that helps us get into, yes. If I could say it that way. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's like it clears the way so that things can come to pass. Yes. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So I'm just coveting your prayers, and I'm particularly coveting your prayers about this next generation. Because there's a hunger in them, then there's even statistics say there's a level of hunger in them that even the previous generations didn't have. Praise the Lord. So they're here. The harvest is here. We got to look on it and find out what God wants us to do about it. Praise the Lord.